Welcome to Real Paranormal Activity, the network. Entertainment you'll enjoy.
You are listening to an RPA production, where people gather. LaFosse Corporation, LLC.
We stayed at a beautiful place called La Posada. And it was originally a house that belonged to a family called Staub, one of the oldest families in Santa Fe. The first evening we had to ourselves, and we went through the town, and it was very beautiful. And a woman carrying these African roses, and these roses were just enormous. I'd never seen roses that big before. I bought a red one for Patty, and it was beautiful, just about to open. And she really loved it. We went back to the room. She placed it and played with it and made sure it was perfect. I'd taken my shoes off and had turned on the TV. And she popped out of the bathroom and was like, "Joey,
are you smoking in this room?
I am not smoking.
I smell it all over the place."
I said, "No, I'm not smoking. I had quit smoking maybe a year or two earlier." She insisted that she could smell smoke. I couldn't. The window was closed. We went to bed, and in the middle of the night, I woke to the smell of cigarette smoke. Heart started pounding. I couldn't move. And finally she faded away, but the smell of smoke lingered in the room.
Everybody, this is Reverend Christopher. You can find me on Facebook at Reverend Christopher Psychic Medium. You can also look for the web series I'll be a part of called Soul Searching. And you are listening to the Real Paranormal Activity, the podcast with Aaron Hunter.
Welcome. I'm Aaron Hunter, purveyor of paranormal stories, the occult, and the unexplained. Welcome to RPA. I hope you enjoy your stay. Hey guys, Aaron here, and it is Monday, January 11th, 2021, episode 249. How is everyone out there around the world doing? And yeah, my voice is a little rough, so I do apologize. I got the sniffles too, but I'm feeling fine, so I don't know. But I do hope everyone had a happy New Year's Eve, and I know some of you must have gotten some black eyes. Yeah, man, who got the black eyes? Come on, you can tell me. And one thing is, there's going to be a late release on this episode. It may be released Tuesday or Wednesday. We're just a little busy on some things. And lastly, there will not be a new Wednesday episode of Terry's Mysterious Moments with Terry from Texas. He's taking the week off, and we'll see him next time. Hopefully 2021 will be a better year. Let's hope. And so let's get the show on the road. We're going to do more listener stories for you. And if you have a story of your own paranormal experience, send it to Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, at realparanormalactivity.com, and I'll read it off on a future episode. And so now, let's get on with the show. And you guys know what that means. Oh, yeah, man. Say it with me. That's right, to the story then. Follow me right this way. No pushing, no shoving. And the fires are blazing nice and toasty in here, and you guys know what to do. Grab a beanbag over there in the corner, find an empty spot on the floor, and I'll get behind my desk here as usual. And Brett emailed her packet to me. I printed those off. Let's see what she has for us. Oh, yeah. Okay. Medium and small ones, guys. All right. Let me take a sip of my green tea real quick. Oh, yeah. So good when it hits the lips. All right, the first one. This one is by ER, and it's titled Pranked by Old Lady. Okay, ER, let's see what you got, man. My auntie told me this story that happened to her in the 80s. And before I tell you the story, an old lady died at the house they used to live in, and my other auntie has seen her. She says she's very harmless and nice. My aunt was a prankster when she was younger, and since her three other siblings shared a room, she slept by herself in the living room, and sometimes at night she would hear her siblings walk to the bathroom. She would crawl to the bathroom and wait patiently for them to come out. When they would come out, she would jump up and scare them. They would always get mad at her and tell her to stop doing that to them, and she would just laugh and go back to sleep happily. One night, she decided to do it again, but that was the last night she did it. She heard one of her siblings walk to the bathroom, turn on the light, and close the door. She was excited to do it again, so she crawled to the bathroom and waited patiently. She waited for 3 minutes, and nothing was heard on the other side of the door. She was kind of confused, but she thought he or she was doing something, and so she waited about 2 minutes. That's when she noticed it was dead silent and the lights were off. She was very confused and decided to open the door. When she opened it, no one was there. She was so shocked and scared that she ran back to her bed and slept frightened. She never told her parents or her siblings because she didn't want to scare them. After that experience, she never did a prank ever again. She thinks the old lady decided to do a prank on her to give her a taste of her own medicine. And it worked. Love RPA. And that's from ER. ER, great story. Loved it. Thank you very much for sharing. I love prank ghost stories. And sometimes they're more elaborate. You know, kind of moving objects around. I hear that happening a lot when they want to, you know, just kind of screw around with you. Yeah, that's a great story. Love it. Thanks again, ER. All right. What's next? Yeah, I think my voice is going out. Oh, well. This one is by Ashley. And it's titled, The Friendly Ghost? All right, Ashley. Let's see what you got, man. Back in around 2007-2008, I was around my brother's house sitting with my sister-in-law and my niece. We were sat in the lounge, just chilling, talking, watching TV, etc. And generally just having a nice relaxing time. I was sitting facing the windows in the doorway leading to the rear garden and kept seeing the security light going on every few seconds. It would come on, go off, and immediately come on again. I thought it's either a cat or a fox walking around. After about an hour, the security light was coming on and off repeatedly. At this point, I made my sister-in-law aware of the light and what it was doing. And she replied back, "Oh, it's probably the ghost," or something along those lines. I laughed and dismissed it as her having a laugh and winding me up. But then I started seeing a shadow walk past. The shadow was of a human figure, and it went across the brick garage outside. It was also approximately between 5'10" and 6'2". I then thought, my brother's not home for a long time yet, and my other nephews weren't around the area at that time either. Again, I let my sister-in-law aware of the shadow I saw, and she laughed and said something like, "Yeah, it's the ghost." I again laughed, but could tell she was serious. At this point, she then told me that my niece's MP3 player would randomly play sometimes for no reason. She then asked my niece where her MP3 player was, to which my niece replied, "It's on the dining room table." The dining table was about 10 feet away to my right, just outside the lounge. Now, between 30 or 60 seconds later, the MP3 player turned on and blasted out music. To this day, it strengthened my belief in ghosts. I'm very skeptical about everything. And to be honest, there was no fear or scary parts about this experience. It felt as if whatever it was, supposing it was a ghost, was just there to have a walk around and make himself known. Now, thank you for reading. And that's from Ashley. Thank you very much for sharing. Great story. Yeah, you know, this shadow person, normally you just hear about bad things about the shadow person. Now, if this is a shadow person, but to you it looked like it, and yeah, it sounds like it's just wandering around. And it also sounds like your sister-in-law already knew about it, so I'm assuming they've lived there for some time, and yeah, it doesn't bother them either. Yeah, very cool stuff. Yeah, thank you very much. All right, what's next? What do we got? This one is by Tay, and it's called The House. All right, Tay, let's see what you got, man. When I was young, from about 3 to 10 years old, I lived in a house on Dwight Street in Jersey City, New Jersey. My parents rented the house from our landlord who lived down the street. Boy, did I hate that house. I had my own room until my younger sister moved in with me, and whenever it got dark outside, it always felt extremely late to me. I'm guessing because I was so young. I remember how I always felt something in the house. My dad was always downstairs in the basement on his computer, and my mom was always at work. I remember the bathroom was upstairs, and whenever I was up there, I felt like I was being watched. If I had to use the bathroom, I ran as fast as I could up the stairs, use the bathroom, and run as fast as I could back down. And something up there felt dark to me, and I don't know what it was. I was in my room with my sister one night, trying to go to sleep. My dad was in the bathroom taking a bath. My sister slept on the bottom bunk and told me that she was scared, so I went to sleep in her bed with her. We were laying there, and she had a blanket that she carried everywhere, and for some reason, she threw it into the closet, which had no door. A few seconds later, the blanket flew back out of the closet, right back onto the bed. It almost looked as if someone was carrying it by their index finger and thumb and pulling it through the air towards us. I got scared and ran out of the room to the bathroom door and was yelling for my dad and my sister right behind me. Whenever I think about that house, I always feel like it was dark and empty. I remember my neighbor came over once and we were sitting at the table playing a game. We heard something and he went to see what it was. He told my dad that he saw something and then he left. He never told us what he saw. A few months ago, I mentioned that house to my mother and how I always felt watched there. She told me that when we lived there, she was getting ready for work one morning and went into her bedroom, where our two cats usually followed her. But that morning, they both stopped at the doorway and refused to go any further, both staring at something in the room behind her. Of course, when she looked, she saw nothing. But she rushed out of the house as fast as she could. Seeing something is one thing, but not being revealed is just too scary, especially when things are being moved or being seen by others. Thanks. Love the podcast. And that's from Tay. Holy cow, Tay. Great story. Thank you for sharing. Yeah, I always like it when, years later your parents, or in this case your mom, confides in you about, something that happened to her. I like it when, in this case a neighbor came over, kind of mysterious about, they heard something, he went to go investigate, he just comes back and he says, I saw something. See you later, guys. And he just leaves. As far as the bedroom thing, I don't know. Your sister wanted the blanket. And then all of a sudden, whatever it was, brings the blanket, right? And it looked like it was kind of pinched at one end, and it just kind of floated over onto you guys. Yeah, that would spook me, but nothing really here sounds bad. What do you guys think? Yeah, it might feel creepy. Well, like you say, Tay, you always felt like something dark was there, or the whole place just felt empty. But, it doesn't seem it watches you guys. Yeah, the cats, the pets, they probably don't like it, but at least it's not slamming doors and moving things around. Well, except for the blanket. But that was a nice thing to do for your sister, right? Hey, Tay, thank you very much for sharing. And that is it. Holy cow, man. Yeah, these were short stories, obviously. And I might have read too fast, but it's a short episode. But guys, let's welcome in the new year, 2021. Let's forget about 2020. I hope you guys enjoyed your New Year's Eve doings. I stayed home myself. I've done it, did it. And besides with this whole COVID thing and the world going nuts, it's probably safer just to be home. Besides, if you want a good laugh, I always turn on the police scanner for a little bit and just listen to people do stupid things, right? Giant chickens running around, chicken costumes, and they're trying to catch them. Yeah, you gotta listen to the police scanner sometimes, but you miss it. New Year's Eve is the best. As always, you can listen to us on all the major audio streaming platforms, iHeartRadio, Pandora, etc., etc. Get the RPA free app, and it's right there at your fingertips. Just search your app store for Real Paranormal Activity, the podcast, and download it today. And as always, again, we're flattered that you come to the network, and we hope you find something you enjoy. And I am calling it. This show has been produced by myself and Britt, and is also made possible by the Foss Corporation. And man, we love you guys. Oh yeah, we do. As always, thank you, and good night. Ha ha.